Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Considering the injury, considering the location of the injury, I don't know that you could make any more progress. And there's some things here about healing that, again, I often say only the man upstairs knows how that works.
Right.
But he'll have a big week, and he'll be hard on himself getting it ready to go.
Is he able
That's
to?
All I can say.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
So that was Jerry Jones on our sister station down in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. It doesn't sound like Dak is going to be ready to go this weekend against the Rams. If it's a Tuesday, or at least yesterday, he wasn't able to grip a football. Maybe he can get there. It seems like that they should give him more time if he's not even gripping a football yet to play. So maybe the target date is the following week against the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, which would be great. I would love to see that.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. The Cowboys are a good team. I don't think it matters whether Dak is playing or Cooper Rush is playing. It's going to be a tough game. Obviously, I think Dak is a better quarterback than Cooper Rush, but that team is playing well. So, I mean, they haven't lost a game since Dak went out.
No, they haven't. So,
I mean, yeah, I don't see where there's an advantage for the Eagles here anywhere.
No, I mean, if Dak's back, Dak's a better quarterback. If he doesn't end up playing, they've been winning and they have a formula going with Cooper Rush. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, honestly, if Dak comes back too early and a little bit cold Sunday Night Football, and like you always talk about with quarterbacks that have finger or hand problems or whatever, it's like you're going to attack that hand the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wonder if he comes back maybe a little bit too early, how well is he throwing the football? So, I mean, we'll see. But I do not expect him to be back this week against the Rams, but I guess you never know with the Cowboys. All right, Jack, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Do we have the Middleton speech as well that we can play this segment? Let's take a couple phone calls. I want to hear John Middleton after the game. Black Gritty checking in. Black Gritty!
Playoffs! We in the playoffs! Oh, that's amazing.
Were you watching last night, Gritty?
I was flip-flopping to see if Ben took a jump shot. So, after I left you guys, I darted home so I could have the two screens up. And I actually got a Mad Mike in my life. And he bet me $100 we weren't going to make the playoffs, so I was stressing out. My heart been running for the last 2 weeks, so I got to shut my own Mad Mic up. So that's good. Good seeing you guys last night, meeting BG and seeing Elliot for the first time. Flip flops, I ain't seen flip flops in years. Why does this dude have a whole hour of positivity, Ike, and then come in and throw this garbage in at the end?
Right.
He's a better coach. I'm like, oh, man. Marks, again, me and Kobe, you, at least you run down your mistakes. That list was long, but you know, you was out here talking about Wilson.
It's been a rough couple months, Gritty. Yeah.
Hey, Geno Smith out here looking better than Russ.
Hey!
Yeah.
And they paying him $1.25 a day. You see what I'm saying? I'm just like, nah, wait. So, at least you list. Flip flops just be talking stuff. He set fires and run out the building and yell fire. So, he just get on my nerves with that stuff, flip flops. But, this week, I want everybody rested because, the thing you're talking about going down to Arizona and not winning, the 49ers done beat the Rams like the last nine
times.
No matter what they do, no matter where they go, no matter who they could make it. Sometimes we couldn't go down to Florida and win nothing at Phillies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just something in the water, something in them clubs, something in that bar where when you go there, it don't work out. I want everybody rested. Not for nothing. It sounds like defeat is. I wouldn't mind losing this game to rest everybody up because I cannot have no problems when it comes to the Cowboys, okay?
Yes, sir.
I can't go in there with dudes dinged up, getting more dinged up, and then I got to come deal with the Cowboys. And heaven forbid we don't beat the Cowboys. We go into the bye week with the whole nation talking about, oh, the Eagles are frauds and now the Cowboys number one. The Cowboys are number one. But I would lose my mind for as happy as I am for the team. And I know it's not that big a deal, but you know it's going to feel like that
yep.
kind of deal.
Yeah. Especially when you got to wait 2 weeks to play again.
just listen to that whole hour with him and the way he was talking. I was like, oh, Flip Flop, the bravado is too much for me. I can't like that. You got to look at the future, to look at the past, to see where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? We got to beat the dang old Cowboys. I don't know what we got to do about it. Great show. Good seeing you guys. I'll holler at you. Flip Flop. Calm down. You know the man won a Super Bowl, and you out here talking trash about this man. Shut up, Flip Flop. I talk to y'all.
Well, there he is, Black Gritty. BlackGritty.com. With it wearing a Flyers jersey last night with Black Gritty on the back.
Yep.
There you go.
He's committed to the bit.
Well, the beard isn't dyed
yeah,
orange
yeah, yeah,
yet.
Didn't do it yet, yeah.
And it may go green before it goes orange for the who knows?
Or it may go
Phillies.
Red.
Yeah.
It may go red for the Phillies.
Yeah. As John Middleton last night wearing a red checkered shirt, which then had a Phillies wild card October. What does it say on the
October
t-shirt?
Rise.
October Rise t-shirt. Getting showered with beer, champagne, and everything else. Maybe it looks like high noons are being poured on him there. Like,
mm-hmm.
He spoke after.
No, those baseball players ain't drinking high noons.
No. But I'm looking at this picture.
No, I saw Alec Bohm walk through with a 30 rack of Miller Lite.
Right through the camera shot.
Right,
right
behind John Middleton.
Right on his shoulder.
It doesn't look wide enough to be a beer can on the one. But anyway, here's John Middleton after they clinch.
All right. So the first thing, obviously, I want to say is congratulations. Second thing is thank you. You have no idea what this means to this organization, to our fan base, to the city, to the owners, the Bucks and the Middletons. So you guys have been fabulous. Psychological studies have shown that the most important attribute that successful people have is persistence, and you guys have persisted all year. You know, we lost our second baseman for months, lost the MVP for months. We had back end of our bullpen was shot at times from injuries, and you kept going, and you actually got better when people got injured. So you guys really deserve this. Last two things. Enjoy it. You know, this doesn't come around all the time. I want to get used to this like we were in 07 and through 11, but enjoy it. This is special. Enjoy each other. You know, 50 years later, I love watching the 80 team come back and celebrate. Yeah!
That's so cool.
He wasn't done, though.
They said he was done.
Yeah, he got the Oscars.
Yeah, they were.
Oscars music.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, come on, bro, let's end this.
It's funny because his wife Leah was the first one
yes.
that dumped him.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was his wife, but I figured it had to be somebody that's a relative for sure. You're right, she led the charge in there to dump him.
Yeah, I guess the shot clock went off because it was about a minute 23 in there. They were all willing to do it. And then she went in with the water bottle and started it. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Well, congratulations to I know John Middleton has spent a lot of money as the majority owner and the guy that's running things down there to try to get back to the playoffs. And it took a lot of money to get this team in there, but they got in. They got in. So let's win a series. Let's win a series starting on Friday. Let's go to Jack in North Jersey. Jack, how are you? What's up?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Hi, Jack.
What's up, Jack?
So, yes, I am excited. And, yes, I did buy an October Rise shirt just now, like a sucker. But, you know, it doesn't come around that often, so I am excited about it. I just wanted to say, after all the speeches, I loved Rhys Hoskins' speech. But what I really liked was Bryson Stott's Instagram Live, especially when they turned to Gene Segura. I think it just shows what a great, you know, personality he is. I thought
right.
that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, it was. You want to hear? Do we have Rhys? Let's hear Rhys. This is on the field after the game. You could see the emotion in his eyes, and we talked to Aaron Nola earlier, and he definitely said that one of the biggest hugs was for Rhys. Here's Rhys Hoskins after the game.
How does it feel to finally get a chance to play postseason baseball?
Yeah, I mean, this is why we play. It's why we play. Yeah, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears. It's a great group, guys. It's a great group. I'm just excited. I don't even know what to say. What a group of guys, what a group of coaches, all of the staff, the whole traveling party, all of the media guys.
it's a group effort. Without anybody that's here right now, we don't get here. So it's a beautiful thing.
Feel good for him. That was on NBC Sports Philadelphia last night. We'll get right back to the phones, but hang on a second, because if you still are carrying a little bit of that extra weight from summertime, listen, now's a great time to help get it off, because it's a great time to be a sports fan. Baseball playoffs, we know what our football team is doing. Basketball, hockey seasons are about to get started. And going to the games now without restrictions is awesome. And NJ Diet wants to help you keep celebrating victories all year long. You can win by getting yourself healthier and dropping a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days. That's with NJ Diet. NJ Diet starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on your hair, saliva, and blood work to help you lose the fat. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. Put NJ Diet into your starting lineup today by giving them a call at 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or you can schedule your initial consultation by going to their website, njdiet.com, locations throughout the East Coast or worldwide with live online video consultations. Become your own MVP today. Visit njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. Rios in North Philly. Rios!
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
Look, man, before I get to my point, yo, shout out to the Phillies. It's the playoff time. Now it's time to not play no games and kick some ass. Next, shout out to Jalen Hurts because he got the whole world on watch. That's all I know. He was on the Monday Night Football thing yesterday, but everybody's now paying attention and watching. So shout out to him. The Sixers and Tyrese Maxey, everybody relax, all right? He still smiles too much, all right? When you start seeing Tyrese Maxey smile in a mischief way, like he's about to do something dirty to you, then start hyping him up. But just fall back on that now. You know what I mean? So relax. Anyway, my point of this call was I heard somebody just say something. I'm worried about Jalen Hurts getting hurt and a head injury in football. Look, let me say this, man. I played high school football at Edison Ferrer High School. What did you have to do in high school when you played? I had to sign a waiver. Y'all see me in person, 5 foot nothing or whatever. My last 3 years, I didn't get out the game. But I knew that I could end up, what, paralyzed or whatever. I knew what I was getting myself into. That's why we had to sign waivers. It's part of the game. You chalk it up to the game. Yes, Tua got hurt. There's CTE. In the military, they call it TBI. It's pretty much like the same thing, but it's different situations. Mm-hmm. Like myself got hit near a rocket or mortar round and got thrown into a T-wall, and the half of my, side of my face for a whole month was almost like it didn't work and move, like Bell's palsy or whatever you call that. It was almost like that for a month. So my point on saying this, like, man, look, don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for nobody else. Don't feel sorry for my guys who passed, because at the end of the day, they went out with honor. I'm a lucky one. The guys playing football, they know what they're getting themselves into. I'm not saying it's cool that they get hurt, and I feel bad for Tua or whatever the situation is, but, man, this is football. At the end of the day, we're men, we're America, and you know what time it is, Philadelphia, man. Come on, man. I don't want to hear none of them calls like that.
There he is, Rios from North Philly, the Sergeant Major of the Marks and Reese Show.
Does he know Tom's Canadian?
Yeah. I forgot what caller had said.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tom just is, he's concerned about the players and their and
is he really?
I don't know.
See, I know that sounds good to say.
It's what he said.
Well, I'm just saying, I think people just enjoy watching football.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's not going to stop watching football. Does Tom realize how many concussions, whether severe or slight, happen every game, every week?
You can't diagnose everyone that's out.
So, my only point is that they happen.
Yep.
It doesn't stop anybody from watching the game.
It does not.
Right? So, unless it's severe, most of the times, fans don't even know it. You realize getting your bell rung is now considered a malconcussion?
Yep.
But players have been getting their bell rung
for decades.
Use smelling salts and keep playing.
Right.
See, what's going to happen is, with all this care for the players, well, what happens when the players decide, you know what? I'm going to put my health first. I'm not playing. And it costs you a game. Costs your team going to the playoffs. How do you view that player then? Are you still concerned about his health then?
Yes. Yes.
I know it sounds good, but I don't really think in general fans are. I think fans care about players playing football,
mm-hmm.
as they should. Like, as a player, I don't have the expectation for a fan to be genuinely concerned about my health and my well-being. That's my responsibility and my players' union's responsibility. That's our responsibility to take care of our own. I said this last week. If you really, really care, then make it mandatory that you're out for a week or 2 weeks. Then you take it out of the club's hands. You take it out of the player's hand who wants to get back out there, because you know what? Job security means something to us in this business. And to a man, most of these players who haven't got a fat contract, just making hundreds of millions of dollars, they're going to sacrifice to go out there for job security. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know if we're not out there performing, we're going to be called a malingerer, lazy, can't stay healthy, injury prone, all those things, right? Like, that's what that player is going to get labeled if he's not out there performing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, last week was big for the head concussion people because everybody got a chance to get on their soapbox. But everybody stepped in front of that tube Thursday night and Sunday afternoon to watch football. Last night to watch football. Because that's really what we care about. Let the players take care of the players. That's why we have a union in the NFLPA. And so when players were being vilified for stance they take with their health, lack of practices, contact and practices, all these things, tackling, nobody wants to play in preseason games. We complained during the summers. Players had to give up percentages of the CBA from an economical standpoint, give that to the owners in order to get some of these things in place for their health. It's not that the owners wanted to do it. It's the players had to take control to do it. So let the players come together, and if they're concerned about the health of one another, then make it mandatory that you can't go back out there. Make it mandatory that you can't go back out there, because the only one can protect the players are the players. Vote on it. I don't need you talking about it. I don't need you getting on TV, ranting and raving after the fact. No, as players, you can put this in place to protect us. That's why we have a union. That's why we have a union.
And I think 2 weeks makes a lot of sense. That way that you don't feel like they're rushing back, right? Like, if somebody the problem is one player may feel fine and the next player
exactly
may not.
They're not the same.
Right. Nothing's the same.
That's my point. It's not the same. But if you want to make it uniform, so it's not a judgment call. So
and the person that says I'm perfectly fine may not be perfectly fine because of what you're talking about, which is you're not out there. Someone goes in there. Wow, he makes less money. He's playing really well.
I was a role player. Like, literally, my feet would have to be cut off for me not to go out there and play.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do? Allow somebody to go in there and fill my role for 2 weeks while I'm over here counting blocks and trying to remember the alphabet and all this other stuff? Yeah, that's not how football players think.
Right.
In the moment, a football player is thinking like that in the moment. Now he has to deal with the repercussions of his teammates looking like they can't count on him, the coaches looking like they can't count on him, and fans looking at him like they can't count on him.
Yeah.
See, in the moment is when that decision has to be made. Do I go out there and fight with my brothers? Right? In the moment is when that decision has to be made. But the decision has to be made prior to the moment ever happening. If you already have it in place, it's a done deal.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a done deal.
I think the thing with Tua just was because it was so visible and
sure.
It was thrown right in your face. But.
And that would happen no matter what happened the Sunday before. We would, because it was so ugly, people would still have that reaction. It's a sobering reminder that it's a violent sport.
Yep.
But the players who play the game, they know it's violent every week. They go through it.
Yeah.
And you don't sit around and talk about how violent the sport is. You know why? Because then people start to say you're soft.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the reasons why we love it is it's so fast and violent.
And that's the hypocrisy of what I've been hearing the last week is the outrage. Concussions happened again this past Sunday. See, we'll watch it as long as we don't have to actually be faced with what we saw last Thursday. Nobody was outraged this Sunday what happened with Tua. You know why? Because he finished the game and he won.
Yeah.
The outrage came Thursday afterwards.
Right. No one actually even really talked about it other than, did you see that video? I mean,
there was no outrage about him playing Thursday night.
Well, what there should have been outrage before the game.
That's saying, what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, did you see the video? Like, how are you putting him out there? How do the Dolphins not know what's out there and just let him go? They got to protect him.
Yeah, but that's the team.
Yes, the team, yes.
Yeah, the team's not going to do that, though, and we know that. Yeah, players know that. That's why players have to protect themselves. My point is the outrage, the phony outrage. Where was the outrage before he played in the game Thursday night?
There was none.
Exactly.
No one talked about it.
Exactly.
Coming up, Jalen Hurts. What did he say to his team after the win on Sunday? You'll hear that. More phone calls on the Phils. We also have Herb from Northeast Philly, who's we're going to see if we can get his thoughts on the Phillies making the playoffs as well coming up. Today's broadcast brought to you by Guided Door and Window, 20% off. All windows and doors, no money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call them today, Guided Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We say it all the time, control what you can. Yes, we handled that way better with the details, the preparation, everything we do. Rain, sleet, and snow, the Eagles train to go. Yeah. Hey, rain, sleet, and snow. Yeah. Rain, sleet, and snow. Yeah. You know how that is. Dude, we control that. Man, it's a great team, man. It's a way to persevere. A way to persevere through adversity. Down 14, we didn't flinch. We didn't flinch. And we're going to need that to continue to do what we're trying to do. Sure. Hey, man, I love y'all boys. It's a family, man. Family on 3, 1, 2, 3. Family!
Jalen Hurts after the win on Sunday. Rain, sleet, or snow, the Eagles train to go.
Yeah. It's funny, right? Because I said Andy used to pick out a different person to break you down. Like, you got to give Jalen a break here. He's going to run out of these sayings at the end of one of these games, man.
I don't think he will. I really don't. I mean, he's got a cliche for every single game.
He has a full repertoire
of. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he definitely has a saying for press conferences, for games, the rat poison thing that's out there.
Yeah. He's getting more fired up, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of F words used in what I was watching, which is good.
So what about last night? I didn't get to check out the Manning cast. Did he say anything last night? Was anything interesting about the Manning cast?
I heard it was very boring.
Yes. He is very good at not saying a lot.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Well, what did they talk to him about? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see a clip on Twitter. That's how you know.
That's how you know he didn't say anything.
Honestly,
yeah.
The most interesting thing for me was the shirt he was wearing.
The sweatshirt. Right. God bless whoever is hating on me.
And then him having a painting behind him of him. Older Hurts talking to younger Hurts.
Now, O.G. Wade.
The Alabama Hurts talking to the Oklahoma Hurts.
Oklahoma Hurts talking to the Bama Hurts, which I don't know what that means, but it was interesting.
Well, sure, you know what it means. It's like what he's learned from going to Oklahoma. He's giving that advice to the Jalen Hurts at Alabama.
Yeah.
It's like the old, if you knew then what you know now, right? Like, it's like that's life. It's like, damn, if I knew then what I knew now, I would have bought every piece of real estate with every cent that I had, and I'd be a billionaire right now or a millionaire right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it was I honestly, I turned it on and I was off. It was off because they weren't saying anything and I was bored. But it's exactly what you would have thought it would have been. He's feeling good. He's on there. He's not saying a lot. He's giving the answers.
Okay.
He's thoughtful in his answers when he does give it, right? You know what I mean?
I didn't know if they loosened him up a little bit or something.
He's
guarded a little bit. He knows he's on national TV.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's not going to say anything that can become a story.
So the head coach also is going to be doing some national media. Jack, is that correct? I believe Elliot was saying that that Nick Sirianni is going to do the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be very excited, I'm sure, because Pat McAfee is obviously an excitable person.
He's a Colt.
And he's a Colt, so there's a connection there.
Yeah.
Although he didn't play under Frank, so, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he didn't play under Frank or Nick. But now will Sirianni wear a tank top, because McAfee normally wears a tank top, and he yells and screams. You think he wears a tank top just to be funny? Or?
I could see him wearing a McAfee shirt. I think McAfee sells shirts. I could see him coming on and try to pander to
And it's going to be Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going out there, so
yeah.
I didn't know where the hell the McAfee show is at.
I just hope it's not a beat Cardinals, beat Dallas shirt.
It's not going to be Dallas Sucks shirt, no. It may be a Lane Johnson hat, like Jason Kelsey. You don't want to, if you're the Eagles coach, you don't want to be wearing a McAfee-themed shirt, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not. But,
but you never know.
My only problem with the T-shirt thing with Nick is that, he says, I just find him and get him. We have multiple Eagles-related T-shirts here at the station. You would think obviously we'd have him wear one. Give the station a little bit of love.
We need an Ike Reese face on a T-shirt that he can put on.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
No?
Nope. Sure don't.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
I could put a WIP shirt on, and that'd be cool.
Yes.
I don't think he want to do that either.
I mean, listen, he's obviously a big listener. If you heard the press conference yesterday, he sounds like he listens, because he was mentioning how fans were yelling after they only signed Hassan Reddick, and they were saying how are y'all going to sign Reddick? What the hell?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's listening. I don't know if he listens during the season, but when you're in the off season, you don't have to worry about winning and losing football games or what have you.
And he gets in the car.
Talk about this damn team 360 days out of the year, so he can listen in April, May, or June.
And he's getting a heavy dose of Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. All right, and today's broadcast is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors, no money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call them today, Guided Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Dave is in Mayfair. Dave, what do you got? How are you?
Jack Fritz, Johnny Marks, and Ike Reese. In the great words of the great Ike Reese, we go in! I waited 11 years for this. 11 long, grueling, shameful, embarrassing, disappointing years for this, and now we're back. We watched Rufai and Uncle Charlie, who I met not too long ago in an autograph session, nicest guy in the world. Went to McCannon, Sandberg, who quit on this team, to Gabe Krapler, who to Joe Girardi.
Oh, wow.
We all know who's a fraud, who only got his World Series because he had a team full of Hall of Famers.
No, no, no.
Rob Tomper. I told Angelo last week, we didn't deserve this. We don't deserve this, the September we had. The way we played this month, you can't blame it on the pitching. Or
whatever. Take your time.
I know you're excited.
Listen, can't blame it on missing Harper. You know, you were above 500 with him. He did the job. Pitching, that's a legit excuse you might have. But it's Red October. We're back. If we get last night's Nola and last year's Wheeler, the first two games of this series are going to NLDS. We're going all the way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I-L-L-I-E-S, Phillies, baby.
The Fightins. The Fightins, Dave.
Still celebrating from last night, I see.
Yeah.
Might have gone harder than the players.
He's been up for 36 hours straight.
By the way, the lineup's out.
What does this lineup look like tonight?
Let me guess at that. Who's the last player on the bench?
Dalton Guthrie.
Dalton Guthrie, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's in the lineup. Harper's leading off, though. So you know.
Harper's leading off?
Yeah.
They want to make sure they get him a couple of
bats. They want to get his at bats and get him out of there.
Well, and they know that he probably wasn't partaking in the festivities last night.
No?
No, he's not a drinker.
Not a drinker?
No. So
but that's not why he's batting first, because
he
didn't partake in
there. I know, they
want
to get at bats, but they have to field a 9-man lineup.
Right, I know. They can't play all backups.
Oh, Boomer.
My guy drinks nothing?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Why? I know, he's not a usual ball player.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. I don't know how to feel about that.
Pat Burrell in the 93
nah.
team.
Well, so I'm just thinking about all the star players. They got to have a cold one, don't they?
I don't know.
Does Mike Trout drink?
He's an Eagles fan.
See?
Yeah. Now it goes Harper, boom. I'm not sure how he's going to look tonight. He was walking around with the 30 rack yesterday. Derek Hall in the 3-hole. So things are going well.
Prototypical cleanup hitter I see tonight, Jack.
Brandon Marsh in the hitting cleanup, who's definitely not with it. Stotter, who was on IG Live.
He was hammered last night, for sure.
Having a good time. Yep. Maton was growling into the phone last night. Veerling, Guthrie, and Stubbsy. Stubbsy was having a good time.
You got
as well.
Time. Because, listen.
All the young guys were having a good time last night.
They can bounce back a little quicker than some of the older guys. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, the daycare.
Oh, man.
I think Stubby gets a home run tonight. That's my prediction. That's my my bet tonight.
My only thing is go Astros.
Stay away from the Mets?
No,
we put money on the Astros tonight.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. We could use a nice Verlander.
Yeah, the Astros weren't celebrating last night.
Yeah. No, they – yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this team – that lineup probably didn't get in to 3 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning.
Probably. Yeah, I would say that's
except for Bryce.
Yeah, maybe some of the older guys went in a little bit. But I would assume the younger guys
That's what I'm talking about, younger guys. Yeah, for sure.
Now, good for us, Ike, the top five in the Astros lineup is their usual studs.
Okay.
So, should be okay. Meanwhile, we got Marshy in cleanup spot tonight.
Did you get a good price?
Yeah, we just took the run line. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it don't even matter.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do we have a little Bryce after the game? Bryce, you feel good for the team. I felt good for ownership, and then you start feeling like I'm happy that the Phillies made the playoffs. I'm happy Bryce was able to be there. And here he was after the game.
You've been through this before, but there's a lot of responsibility on these shoulders. What is this like to see this come to fruition?
I'm so excited to be back here with an organization that I absolutely love. John Middleton bringing me in, being able to, you know, help this team be successful with all the players that we have and all the guys that we have. Making the right moves at the right time and doing the things we needed to do to get to where we are right now. And this is, you know, this is the plan, right? This is the goal to do this, but this is step one as well. And we all know that, but we're going to enjoy this. We're going to have fun. And I'm just so happy to do it as a Philadelphia Philly. I'm so excited to be here. I got chills thinking about it. This is for the city. This is for the fans. And I hope we get back and get there and play in front of them.
That's NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The mute button wasn't working last night, man. I caught all those words last night watching it live.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I caught everything.
Guys were pumped up.
Felt just like Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jimmy chimed in last night, sent out a tweet. I love that. Although, you know, the old Phillies were sending out congratulations tweets to the teams, to the team last night.
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's good. I didn't see one from Big Peace.
No.
Did Big Peace send one out last night?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see one from Big Peace last night.
I did not either, but.
Chase?
Normally.
He's a Dodger. He's worried about the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's a Dodger, yeah.
He's a Philly, I think. He's not a Twitter guy, you know.
He's not a Twitter guy.
Yeah, he's
guy.
Old school.
Yeah, so Ryan Howard hasn't tweeted in about a month.
Okay.
Shane Victorino normally is pretty good for Instagram.
Well, Shane was on Bryson Stott's IG Live, so.
Oh, okay, there you go.
He was locked in.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, he's a Philly.
I just like when that era of Phillies baseball is the last. That's the golden era of the organization. So it's always cool when those guys are supportive of the ball club getting back into the postseason. So, you know, I tell you, my communication with former players through the first month of the season has been a hell of a lot different than the last 2 years were. Around here communicating with guys. A lot of guys excited about what they're seeing with the boys this year. Get a lot more happier tweets text messages during the game.
Then what the hell are they doing?
Boy, that 2020 season in the first half of last year. Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Lot of questions and text messages.
I bet. All right, back to the phones in 1 second. But listen, QC Connects, what they're doing for people here is really amazing, and we talk about them. A lot of Marks and Reese listeners have visited them. They got their free consultation. They went in, and they're getting real lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these new, exciting pain treatments, and we're talking about non-surgical alternatives. So if you're dealing with joint pain, maybe it's from an injury, maybe it's from arthritis, if you've hurt your shoulder or wherever else, right? Rotator cuff, torn meniscus. If you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, and maybe they've told you, hey, you need a replacement, call QC Kinetics first and just realize that maybe you don't need cortisone shots. Maybe you don't need surgery. Maybe you don't need these things. QC Kinetics is giving people their life back with no drugs and no surgery, pain-free. Just call them. Find out more about it. QC Kinetics, free consultation, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. All right, Nick in Collegeville. Hi, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Hi, John Fritzy. What's up, guys?
What's up,
Nick? What's up, buddy?
I can accept Bryce not drinking. I get that. There's a lot of people who don't drink, and I'm in the wine business, so I get all that. What I can't accept is some multimillionaire like Boehm drinking bad beer. Like, come on, dude. Seriously?
But he's a baseball player.
Listen. You drink. It's one thing to drink like you're 18 when you're 20. But like when you turn a certain age, come on, man. Like spend an extra 50 cents on a case.
Well, what I'm saying is that it was probably a sponsored.
Oh, no doubt it was. They had that ready for him.
I don't know if Boehmer has an IPA, a case of IPAs in his locker that he's bringing iced up. You know what I mean?
You think it's sponsored and they got cameras in there trying to get some sponsor flicks in? I don't know. I'm not accepting that. But anyway, the reason why I called. Like, Elliot can't help himself, can he? He goes 59 minutes and 58 seconds, and he tries to get out the door with some BS. Well, he's not 4-0 like Nick is.
But did you see how he also started it? He did this when the Queen died. He had to have this, like, she's the most influential person ever. And it's like, Elliot, would you shut up? Not everything has to be a take. Because he started off the segment by saying, like, this is the best Philadelphia sports fans have ever had it, right? And it's like, huh? So we debated
start. It's like he's always writing a headline. You don't have to always write a headline with your mouth. You could just come out with a normal – you could just say, hey – it's kind of rainy and 51 degrees out today because it is. It can't be 109 every day and 9 degrees every day. It could be just an average day.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how he tried to get out of the room and you did your best bodyguard. You muffled him back in the room and straightened him out a little bit. But
yes,
he can't forget that the season's not four games.
Four
right?
games. Yes.
And he goes, well, who they beat? Well, they only played a third of 1 point, like 39% of the season. Yeah, who they beat? They beat the same bums that the World Series team, the Super Bowl team won. But we know how the season ended,
mm-hmm.
and we know who they beat
mm-hmm.
to get to the playoffs mm-hmm. and to get to the Super Bowl. And they the best tandem to play in the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Coach and quarterback. So,
and they didn't have a down game. Like, Brady was he?
They didn't have a down. I mean, yes. People go, oh, well, that Atlanta game, they were one bad drop in the end zone. Yeah, I get all that, but guess what?
That didn't happen. They won.
Yeah.
What did Tom Brady? Tom Brady was 1-3 and out away from losing to the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right.
Yeah.
Until
that's
he right. ran off 39,000 points. So you need luck to win a Super Bowl.
Well, the only objection, Nick, I have is that he started that with 10 minutes till the top of the hour, 2 minutes before we're supposed to break. Because I like when Elliot says something naturally that and Ike's like, what? And then they start going back and forth. That's my favorite part. So, Ike, I feel like Jack, the Phillies going to need Herb. Because Herb hasn't stepped up when the teams have needed him to as a pick-me-up or as, you know, really to get him going. Herb has not delivered. Now, prior to the Eagles season started, Herb did pump the Eagles up, and that's worked so far. But Herb from Northeast Philly joins us right now. Herb, how are you?
Johnny Moore.
All right, where are you? Where are you, Herb?
I've got a Flyers game right now.
All right, well, we can hear a lot of people talking in the background. Are you driving the bus?
Damn, just left the parking lot.
So, Herb, I just for your sake. I mean, I'm pretty sure your employer would rather you worry about driving the bus than talking to us.
You think?
I'm okay, though.
All right, good. I hope so.
I can see you got that earpiece in right now.
Right. So, Herb, are you available to come to our live pep rally on Thursday at Chiggs and Pete's in South Philly to try to pump up the Delaware Valley?
I got to look at the schedule because the guy Hart, we got a lot of concerts going on.
Oh, well, I mean, so you don't know if you're working Thursday or not, Herb?
I am working, but I don't know.
You don't know what time you go in? All right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. Well, you could always call as well.
We'll be there at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Yeah, the whole station's going to be there from 6 o'clock. Angelo till the end of Giglio, 7:30.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll make it one way or the other.
So listen, but also, I need a little bit more than you've been giving us in your live pep talks on the radio.
The Phillies, I told you, 15 wins. They almost made it to 90. They got a couple games to go.
Can you tell those people to be quiet, Herb? In the background, they're distracting.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all right.
All right.
The only thing. I've been a Phillies fan. I followed them since 1961, 62. I followed the Mike Schmidt team. I followed the Gary Matthews team, Pete Rose, Darren Dalton era.
Well, if you've been a fan since 61, you followed all those teams, right?
So
yeah.
This team finally, it took a few years, you know.
Like this call.
Manager, yeah, exactly. He's getting there.
Manager, you know, it didn't work out with Joe Girardi.
It did not.
No.
Herb's given a recap since 1961, Ike. It's great.
Listen.
It's great.
All I want to know is, Herb, did you shed a tear last night when they clinched?
I watched that whole game, my man. I felt.
You did.
I felt good that they won. I felt good that they won.
Did you shower yourself with a beer, Herb?
No, I didn't. I just got off the ship 3 days ago. I just got off the.
You still have sea? Do you still have sea legs?
You just got off a ship 3 days ago. I thought he said a shift.
I'm lucky the plane didn't crash at Atlantic City Airport.
You were on a plane too?
Yeah, coming home. They Herb just.
What you just said? You were on a ship.
Yeah, and then I had to get.
So you flew. You flew where? Where did the ship depart from? Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, Miami.
All right. So Herb's in Miami.
I'll tell you the story on.
All right.
Thursday at the. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, just but listen.
I almost got a 10
just make sure that you don't tire yourself out. The last time that you were supposed to take Ike out after the Eagles thing or whatever, and you didn't even show up.
I'm playing.
All right. Well, get rest. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Herb.
Eagles, number 5. Go Eagles.
There you go.
Donovan here.
All right. No, not that number 5.
Well, that's honestly what I thought he meant at first.
Me too. I really did think that too. Me too. But I thought he liked his interview yesterday. No, he's just The fifth win, I think.
I thought he got Jalen and Donovan mixed up.
Could have been. Could have been. Yeah, so Herb hopefully joins us, and it's gonna be quite the party at Chickies and Pete's on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Jack will not be there, we don't think.
No, he'll be riding through the streets, man.
Yeah.
With the people.
Yeah, it'll be my own post-game celebration.
Most influential people on WIP.
How about that?
Not Angelo, not Ike.
Wow.
Jack and Elliot.
It's a really good take.
Yeah. Corey and Columbus may not be on the rest of this week, Ike.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah, he got a lot of stones, man.
Yeah, like, come
seriously,
on, man.
Bro.
We'll be WIP will be all day Thursday, a special Phillies return of Rent October. Pep rally all day live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be giving away a limited edition Return of Rent October t-shirt, compliments of our friends at Budweiser. Again, it's Thursday, 6 a.m., 7:30 p.m., live from Chickies in South Philly. If you want more details, you can find them at WIP's Facebook page. Just look under events. And Jack's going to be on some Phillies bus, double-decker bus, riding around the Delaware Valley.
I'll be grabbing beers from all the fans. They'll be throwing them up on the bus.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be the same as that.
Hey, I'll be throwing stuff at you, all right?
Yeah. No, but this is just my entryway into eventually getting on the float when they win the World Series.
You know what? You
know he definitely is working that angle.
You deserve it, man.
He's definitely working that angle.
You deserve it.
I was just asked, you know?
Yep. So if they said there's only one spot, would you say I can't go because James would have to go, or would you say
I'm going?
Let's go.
No, I'd say I'm going, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, we
be honest.
Yeah.
A big moment for me.
Yep. By the way, so would James.
Yeah.
He would ditch you.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't think so?
No. Well, maybe after Jack's already shown his true colors with James. Yeah, he should. I don't know if he would. Coming up, top five at five. I can't see what Jack was probably up all night getting the top five at five ready.
Man.
I couldn't sleep.
Is it Philly's theme, Jack?
Yes.
I figured. All right, that's coming up. Big 5 o'clock hour as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Today's program is sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call them today, Guide to Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDE, or visit goguida.com. Coming up back with the top five at five. But listen, BetMGM unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits. And it's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.